Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. Today he is reminding us that our only purpose is to awaken. Eternal joy awaits your awakening. To start with, a metaphor. Humanity is out surfing. An enormous wave is approaching. Therefore, relax, but be ready and allow this magnificent wave to carry you along for an exhilarating ride into the new era which you have all been working so assiduously to bring into being for a very long time. You will not fail to rise up on it, because you have great expertise and you have been practicing with powerfully focused intent to be ready for this precise moment, and you are ready and you will rise to the occasion. You will be filled with joy and wonder as you finally come to know yourselves, the true you, at one with all of God's divine creation. Your awakening is to be spectacular, way beyond anything you could possibly imagine. In fact, way beyond anything that even someone who has had the most uplifting and inspiring near-death experience could possibly imagine. Your divine inheritance, infinite joy, awaits your awakening. To awaken is your only purpose, but within the game, within the illusion, myriad distractions are constantly dragging your attention away, as in moments of lucidity you attempt to remember that purpose. You know that there is a much greater meaning to life than the materialistic and competitive cultures in which you find yourselves experiencing life as a human would have you believe. At some stage in their human lives, absolutely everyone wonders if life has a higher purpose, but the vast majority believe that they cannot afford to waste time thinking about it because they have work to do, bills to pay, and families to take care of. They may be members of religious or spiritual organizations, and they may spend a few moments each week or even daily saying a brief prayer in order not to offend the divine being that the organization tells them they should honor. They may even pray strenuously and desperately for help if some catastrophe befalls them. But mostly they just focus on daily living while seeking moments of pleasure by engaging with some of the distractions available solely for that purpose. Living like that does not provide satisfaction even for those who are without any financial burdens, because you each have a deeply buried knowing that you do have a purpose, and that knowing will continue to nudge you towards wakefulness throughout your lives, unless you totally refuse to pay it any attention by choosing to block it out of your conscious awareness. Whatever you do, you cannot totally remove it or separate yourselves from it, because it is an essential aspect of who you are, a divine being having a temporary experience in form. Now the nudges that all are constantly receiving are intensifying and can no longer be ignored or denied, because it is apparent to all that something untoward is going on, is occurring right now that demands your urgent attention. And it is, of course, humanity's collective awakening process. This process has been ongoing for eons, and it has been, and is, leading to a precise moment in time when your awakening will occur, whether or not you are ready for it. Humanity's collective awakening is inevitable. It cannot be delayed, and it will not be delayed, and so the nudges for your attention are becoming ever more insistent in their demands for your attention, for your undivided attention. The major nudges that all are receiving and experiencing are the realization, the growing awareness of the need for major changes in the way that humans interact with each other and with the Earth, Gaia, whose ongoing support is absolutely essential for your survival in human form. It is the growing awareness that attitudes and behaviors that are not in alignment with love are, in truth and without doubt, completely insane. To awaken is to come to full awareness that there is only the One, Mother, Father, God, Source, from which there is no separation. All sentient beings are, by their nature, divine and one with Source, and even in their experience of individuality there is still no separation. What one individual thinks, says, or does affects affects all the countless others instantly. How could that not be the case when all are one? To realize this divine truth and to know it is to awaken. Many millions are aware of this truth intellectually, and this is a major step forward on the path to awakening. Knowing it is so and feeling the truth of it in one's heart without any doubt whatsoever is to be awakened. Some have arrived at this state, and in so doing they are powerfully, even though they are not consciously aware of this, assisting others to join them in that magnificent state, a state of grace, leaving conflict and disagreement behind in the illusion, the unreal environment that seems so real to those who have not yet awoken. To think with the mind of God and have individual thoughts and ideas that are never in disagreement with the thoughts and ideas of others, but that only add to them, making them greater and more beautiful, is a wondrous state to experience. It is to be fully awake, fully conscious, fully aware, and fully alive. That is love. It encompasses all, because it is all. There is nothing else. In fact, there is no nothing. If you are having difficulty believing in the truth of this, in believing that reality is a state of being in which there are no needs, no disappointments, no suffering, and no catastrophes, it means that you are listening to and believing in the unreal but fear-filled ideas that your egos offer to you as you take note of the intense pain and suffering that many are experiencing because they believe the illusion is real. But pain and suffering, although it often seems interminable while it is being experienced, is temporary and does pass. Reality, on the other hand, is eternal. To relieve and dissolve your doubts, anxieties, and fears, go within at least once daily and surrender to love by opening your hearts. Yes, the pain and suffering will still be there because you are still choosing to experience the illusory state of separation from Source. But the love within you will comfort and reassure you, reminding you that you are divine beings who are awakening into the magnificence of reality, into awareness of your eternal state at one with Source. Eternal joy awaits your awakening, and the wonder of it will fill you with delight. With so very much love, Saul.